Chapter 23, Under the Midnight Sun. Just arrived on the Hunter's Moon, Sidious studied Plagueis as the Sith Lord and his droid 114D viewed a holo-recording of a black-robed Zabrak assassin making short work of combat automata in his home on Coruscant, some hovering, some advancing on two legs, others on treads, and all firing blasters. 20 years had added a slight stoop to the Moon's posture and veins that stood out under his thinning white skin. He wore a dark green utility suit that hugged his delicate frame, a green cloak that fell from his bony shoulders to the fort's stone floor, and a headpiece that hewed to his large cranium. A triangular breath mask covered his ruined prognathous lower jaw, his mouth, part of his long neck, and what remained of the craggy nose he'd had before the surprise attack in the Phobosi. A device of his own invention, the alloy mask featured two vertical slits and a pair of thin, stiff conduits that linked it to a transpirator affixed to his upper chest beneath an armored torso harness. He had learned to ingest and imbibe through feeding tubes and through his nose. Seen through the Force, he was a nuclear oval of mottled light, a rotating orb of terrifying energy. If the Maladian attack had weakened him physically, it had also helped to shape his etheric body into a vessel sufficiently strong to contain the full power of the dark side. Determined never again to be caught off guard, he had trained himself to go without sleep and had devoted 2 standard decades to day and night experimentation with midichlorian manipulation and attempts to wrest a few last secrets from the Force, so that he, and presumably his human apprentice, might live forever. His inward turn had enabled him to master the equally powerful energies of order and disorder, creation and entropy, life and death.
"You have made him fearsome,"
Plagueis remarked without turning from the recording, as the athletic Zabrak cleaved a colicoid eradicator droid down the middle and whirled to cut 2 others in half. The yellow-eyed humanoid's hairless head bore a crown of small horns and geometrical patterns of black and red markings.
"Fearless as well," Sidious said.
"Still, they are only droids."
"He's even more formidable against living beings."
Plagueis looked over his shoulder, his eyes narrowed in question.
"You've fought him in a serious way?"
Reconstructed vocal cords and trachea imparted a metallic quality to his voice, as if he were speaking through an enunciator.
"I stranded him on Hypori for a month without food and with only a horde of assassin droids for company. Then I returned to goad and challenge him. All things considered, he fought well even after I deprived him of his lightsaber. He wanted to kill me, but was prepared to die at my hand.